According to the United Nations, many of the dead in the Gaza Strip after 3 days of a military offensive, many of the dead in the Strip are civilians, including at least 20 children under 16 years of age and 9 women. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has demanded Israel permit aid access to the Strip, crippled by a severe blockade for over a year now. Catholic Relief Services' Matt Davis is on the ground.
Gaza has been on life support since early November, and to the point where a year ago at this time, there was 500 trucks that were entering Gaza daily, providing these things like basic supplies, food, fuel, medical supplies. Over the course of the past 6 weeks, there's been on average about 4 trucks entering Gaza. So there already was sort of a stranglehold on Gaza currently. And the bombings over the weekend, aside from the assault and the initial destruction and deaths that it caused, is only exasperating the current humanitarian situation there. Right now, medical hospitals are full to the maximum, but they have low human resource supplies as far as doctors and nurses, but also low medical supplies right now. So they're doing their best to try to cater to an extremely difficult situation.